My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin decides he really wants to get to know his scammer Belinda. So listen and enjoy.
We will see each other sometime this week, or I will walk away. She goes, that's understandable. I go, that being said, we can either not talk right now, or you can tell me about you and your dreams and wishes and where you've been and what you want to do. The choice is yours.
Mm.
She goes, well, as you know, I'm Belinda. I live in Accra, have studied a little sewing and dressmaking, have one kid, want to become a fashion designer in the future. I go, yes, if I was reading a resume, that would be perfect.
Wait, she lives in Accra?
Yeah, what's Accra?
That's the capital of Ghana. Accra. A-C-C-R.
Oh, Accra.
Accra. Oh,
they live in Accra, like a crocodile's mouth or something like that. Accra.
I got something stuck in my craw.
You got a craw.
The asshole.
No, we're the assholes.
Yes, you are.
But I had to know.
I go, yes, if I was...
We're assholes, but we have to know. That should be our new mantra. We're assholes, but we have to know.
You know what? It's actually not a bad description of the show.
It's not.
We've come up with a lot of...
We're assholes, but we have to know.
That's the most accurate bylaw that we have.
Assholes, but we have
to know. I'll contact Donnie and tell him to put it in the press. Anyway, I go, yeah, if I was reading a resume, that'd be perfect. I go, I want to know what makes you happy, what makes you sad, what makes you angry, what you look for in friends, what you look for in a guy besides somebody who can take care of you.
What's your favorite color? I just thought of something.
White.
I'm curious.
The color of her
victims. Oh, since we're asking.
She goes, what do you want to know first? I go, it's not an interview. Hasn't anybody ever asked you about you? She goes, I'm sociable. I like hanging out with my friends. I like making fun and teasing other people. I like people who are down to earth. I don't like to be criticized. The beach is one of the best places I like hanging out.
Well, there
okay,
you go.
Well, you're saying that like she's like giving you a menu, but that actually was, she's getting closer to the description of what she is.
That's true.
You know?
It's true. I need to be less jaded.
Well,
she's coming clean.
She might tell you.
She might be.
She gave you a fair answer. I mean, that's pretty fair answers.
Yeah.
You're right. She goes, some people criticize. I go, what have you been criticized about? She goes, some people criticize you even though they don't know you. That's what I don't like. I go, like what? She goes, the way I dress sometimes and when I tease others. Well, I go, well, if you tease others, don't you have a coming? You have a coming, don't you? And I go, and what is worth criticizing about how you dress? She goes, I like short skirts. Here in Ghana, they say it's uncultured. I go, I bet it turns a lot of heads from the guys. She goes, I think it does. I go, do you like that? She goes, no, I don't. I go, why do you not like men to notice you for your looks? She goes, it's not that. Some men are too arrogant. They think they can have whatever they want. All right, let me stop right there, then I'll read
it. No, don't stop. I want you to keep reading.
No, but the next sentence, it's a non-thing. It switches gears. So
But I want you to read back the first paragraph, that paragraph you said before you stopped.
The whole thing again?
Yeah, just really quick. About how men are.
Oh. She goes, it's not that. Some men are too arrogant. They think they can have whatever they want.
Maybe, if this is true,
mm-hmm.
maybe she is kind of fighting back against the people that she is working with.
See, right there, that little passage to me,
yep.
that screams authentic.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah.
I still am calling BS on this.
Well, we've learned a lot of things.
But
go back to February.
However, looking at it at the perspective where she could be real and rebelling against the people that she's with, that statement you could throw in there, that she's sick and tired of working with all these guys that are piggish and arrogant, and she's trying to fight back.
Yeah.
I mean, we know that in the African nation, the women are oppressed and everything.
And
I'm not like that.
Well, no, and she's just sick of these guys that are running these scams, and maybe she decided to take this one off on her own.
And the picture that I saw of her, she's a pretty girl.
Yeah.
So, okay. And then she goes, okay, after that she goes, have to get some things for Granny, we'll be back. I go, okay, do you think I am arrogant? And she didn't answer. I go, when you are ready to talk to me, we will use Skype. It is free, and I think it is the best of the video calling providers. I give her the website. I give her my Skype thing. I go, we will Facebook, and then you will tell me you're ready, and I will open Skype. I think you will find you will like talking to people with it. So that's where we'll end it tonight.
Damn.
What?
My stories.
Your stories. We got so much other stuff. It's a show chock full of things.
It was an action-packed show.
Yes, it was.
I'm not disappointed. It's just like, I want to know. What does she do?
So, Joe, are you leaning now? I know you're still in the scammer corner, but are you thinking maybe now, possibly?
No. Dick. No. No.
You don't love love.
I don't love bullshit. Judging by the two stories that we've done the past 2 weeks, the story about how these scammers interact and having Ginger speaking with us tonight, they are soulless, godless people that have many methods.
But don't do that. But you can't. No, I'm saying if you're in this real time with me, if we were doing this every week like I was for a long time with it,
yeah.
And you don't know all that information, all you have is that one phone call in December. That's all the information we have, Joe. We have the phone call in December. We have her coming clean. We have pictures of a real Ghanaian girl with proof of life and a little kid. That's the information we have right now, and then we have the information of I'm sick of these guys.
Based on that paragraph, without the information that we've had in the past couple of weeks, it would be safe to assume that maybe it could be possibly
okay.
Real.
Okay. That's the frame of reference we have to have.
All right, so we go with that frame of reference.
Yes.
We go with that frame of reference as we're doing the story.
Yeah.
Correct? Okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's only fair. You got to put yourself in my spot. I have to transport myself to that.
I am putting yourself in your spot. The reason I'm saying this is because we have so much additional information.
And that's what I
How do we look at where we're going from right now?
Yeah, and that's why I feel like maybe I did the story a disservice, but I felt like we had to get the information.
No, you didn't, because you're actually adding to the story. You're adding, you know, it's the background. The background. It's like any story that you have. It's like a ball game. You watch a ball game. You're watching a ball game. However, the sportscasters give you background on, you know, what the guy, you know, ERA and all this other, maybe a backstory when he played in the minors and stuff like that. It accentuates the story. So basically,
yeah.
The two, it's, you're accentuating it. And to see how common it is with another person that's been scammed, also with all the sweet talk to see how it is. But basically, in the basic sense of not knowing this, mm-hmm. that one statement that you just read, I had you read, speaks volumes on it could be true.
I thought it was a very authentic statement.
Yeah, well, you're in the position where you're calling the game, but you're also doing color commentary at the same time.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, because but the game is like in a big delay. So you know what happens in the game.
I do, but I'm putting myself back. Like, I don't remember everything that was going on in my head,
like
what made me write that statement that I wrote at the end of the last.
Yeah.
But I remember seeing that, and I read it again and go, that could be real.
Yeah, well, that sounded very real, and it does make me think more that perhaps she started out scamming in the traditional way.
Being the pawn of a guy.
Yeah.
Or I was being scammed by a guy.
Right.
Or a bunch of guys.
Right, right.
Maybe I got sold. Who knows? We didn't even know selling was an
option.
Yeah, we didn't know there was an option to sell.
How many people work for a crappy job for an idiot boss? All right? Yeah.
Don't look at me.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.